CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hello. Hello. Is this the Coley Trucking Company? Look, could I please speak to Mr. Coley? Well, would you look for him, please? This is something of an emergency. Thank you.
What?
I said, could I speak to Mr. Coley, please? Uh-huh. And this guy says, right, don't see him around.
Well, maybe he didn't, dear.
Look, he said it even before he took time to look. Can't be that many people at a trucking company at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I must say, until Mr. Cranshaw decided on all of you having such early office hours, I never dreamt there were so many people up at the crack of dawn. It's like a different world.
Hello?
Now what?
I heard some guy say, who left the receiver off the hook? And bang, he hangs it up. Now, I ask you, what's going on?
Well, I think instead of phoning, Mr. Coley, it would be far better if you stopped in there on your way to work. I really do. You know, it's pretty hard to get anywhere over the phone. He can just say, no, sorry, can't pick up the doghouse today, and hang up. Well, if you're there, face-to-face, it's much better, I think, when you want, you know...
What would be much better would be for you to phone these people, the Gillises, and tell them, thank you very much, but we've decided we don't want their doghouse.
Well, I can't do that. I was so thrilled when they said we could have it, and when she insisted on giving it to us and refused to accept anything for it at all. Besides, she's Anne's sister, dear. Anne was the one who called her for me. I'd feel terrible. And Anne would think it was very funny if now I called her sister and said I didn't want the doghouse after all.
No.
Well, she would. She'd think it was very funny. Look, we're getting it for nothing.
Look, we're not getting it for nothing at all. Don't kid yourself. We're having to get a truck to get it over here. $20 for that. Now it'll probably cost more since I'm supposed to persuade them to do it today instead of next week. If they will, which I doubt.
Sit down, have your breakfast. You'll feel better. I know this is all sort of a nuisance, but if our dog has to be penned up, think how much happier he's going to be having his very own doghouse.
Yeah, well, all I can say is somebody better be happy about this doghouse. Yo, Mr. Coley?
Hey, I'm going to eat fat. You're up to the platform.
Oh, golly.
All right, now, easy does it. Hey, you, what's out there? Yeah. The truck.
Oh,
Mr. Pipeman.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize you. You better stand back. The truck's backing up to unload.
Look, Mr. Coley, could you pick that doghouse up for me today instead of next week? I've been trying to reach you by phone yesterday.
Can't hear you. And then come out in the office.
Oh, dear. Well, after I spoke to you yesterday morning about picking up the doghouse, I found it's got to be done sooner than next week.
Oh, not a chance. I haven't got a truck available. This is our busy season.
Well, look, the people who are giving us this doghouse want to move today because apparently it's on part of their backyard that's going to be plowed tomorrow or put it into a vegetable garden, you know. And since they're being nice enough to give us the doghouse...
I can't do it today.
Well,
tell them to move the doghouse over a few feet. I'll pick it up as soon as I can next week.
Well, it seems they can't do that or they don't want to. The guy doesn't want to move down to their lawn for fear it'll mash down the grass or discolor it, you know, leave a patch that spoils the looks of the lawn. Look, Mr. Coley, all I know is my wife wants the doghouse. The people want it picked up today, and I'm in the middle.
Yeah, I know how you feel. Well, didn't you say this was a pretty big doghouse?
Well, I haven't seen it, to tell you the truth. They said it was about 8x5. It used to be an old packing case. They made it into a doghouse for their St. Bernard.
It'd take two men.
Yeah, I know. But you said it wouldn't take more than an hour. You said $20. Tell you what, I'll give you $25 if you'll do it today.
Well, I don't know. Have to yank a truck off another job, see if I can find two men, and that $20 I quoted you, that was only an estimate. It'd be more, you know, if it takes longer, if it turns out to be a more complicated job than I figured on. Look, I'd like to do you a favor, but I don't want to lose money. You can understand that. As I said, I'd have to yank a truck off another job, and if the guys get out there, and as I said, it's more involved, more complicated.
But look, it's only a doghouse, for goodness sakes. You're not moving the Empire State Building. Now, will you do the job or won't you?
As a favor to you, Mr. Piper, even though I may lose money, I'll pick up the doghouse and deliver it today.
¶¶
They didn't deliver it?
Well, do you see it out there anywhere?
Oh, I ask you. That guy Coley said he would positively pick it up today and bring it over here. As a favor to me. As a favor to me. He said he would pick it up and bring it over here.
As a favor to you?
Yeah.
Well, you're paying for it, aren't you?
Yeah. Don't you love it? Jeffy, as a favor to me, even though he might lose money.
Why should he lose money?
You know, I get the usual business of how he'd have to take a truck off another job and all that rigmarole. Then he tells me the $20 he quoted me yesterday was just an estimate. You mark my words, I'll bet he soaks me $30 for that job.
What job? He didn't even do it. I'm so embarrassed, I don't know what to do. Turn the fire on under the potatoes, will you? I called Virginia Gillis this morning, right after you phoned me, and said the truck would surely be there to pick up the doghouse.
You want them on high, medium, high, or medium?
High, until they boil.
Yeah.
Anyhow, she said, oh, fine. And she told me how she'd cleaned out the doghouse so it was all ready for Brownie. Well, I said she didn't need to go to all that trouble.
Honestly.
Gonna see if she was giving it to us, which was wonderful enough, you know.
Yeah, the guy promised he'd pick it up today. He promised me. He stood there. I tell you, it's getting so you can't trust anybody.
Oh, look at Betsy and Bobby.
Huh?
Look out the window. They've been sitting out there since Betsy got home from school, waiting for Brownie's doghouse to arrive, and so excited.
Look, why don't you call up this
Virginia
this
Gillis.
Virginia Gillis, and see if the truck is over there now. It is 5:30. Maybe Coley decided to pick it up now, you know, since it was such a small job.
Oh, I hate to call her. She says, no, the truck never showed up, then I don't know what else to say. I think you should call the trucking company and find out what happened. That's the thing.
Why don't we wait until nearly 6, then? Give him another half hour, huh?
Well, all right. It's a nice evening. Since it's a warm day, should we have dinner on the porch?
No. It's too windy. We spend all our time setting things around to hold the tablecloth down. Besides, when the sun goes down, it gets chilly, you know. You with a cold.
Yeah, well, I feel better today, anyhow. I'm not sounded, but I feel it.
Just burns me up, I tell you. That guy promised me.
I know, and I feel so awful. Especially when somebody gives you something, you know, to have a lot of trouble about it.
When somebody gives you something, that you get into trouble. Better to buy something, pay for it, then you know where you stand. You're always in an awkward position when you get something for nothing. I found out it winds up costing you more in the end, anyhow.
Well, darling, you didn't want to buy a doghouse. You said you priced one at the hardware store and wanted $85
for it. I know. I wouldn't have bought one, but when it comes right down to it, does Brownie need a doghouse? Now, really, does he? I mean, is he going to be happier in a doghouse? Well, it'll probably happen. He won't even go into the darn thing unless we push him in.
Yeah, I know. I thought of that, too.
It'll happen.
But I didn't think of all these things when Ann said her sister had a doghouse we could have. I just thought, you know, gee, that'll be nice for Brownie. You want French or Italian dressing on your salad?
Italian.
And there's something else. I wasn't going to say anything to you until it arrived, and I saw the doghouse, but Virginia did say something that I rather wondered about.
What?
Well, she said I washed the curtains, too, so they're nice and clean, and I said, curtains? And she said, yes, there are 3 windows. And I said...
Curtains?
Yeah.
3 windows?
Yeah, that's what I said, 3 in the doghouse.
Curtains in a doghouse?
Well, you know, Ann said her sister was crazy about this St. Bernard, you know, the dog they had that died. And I suppose she, you know, tried to make the doghouse very attractive.
Curtains in a doghouse?
Yeah, she said. I, you know, kind of wondered, too. She said it did need some repairs, some shingles on the roof, and then she said the window box was loose. Said she always had geraniums in that, and then she said the wallpaper was pretty faded, and I thought...
Wallpaper? Wait a minute. You mean this St. Bernard had a doghouse with curtains and wallpaper? Window boxes with geraniums?
Well, that is what she said, dear, and I didn't, you know.
What?
They loved him. I can sort of understand, you know, how you want
the world
to do all you can for your dog when you love him, but I wondered about it. How big do you think it is? I just wondered,
Mommy,
you know, if I misunderstood.
It's here. The dog has its hair, and it's just beautiful. Oh, it's just wonderful, and it looks like a log cabin.
Really?
Oh, hello, Daddy. Come out and see it. The man on the truck said they'd had a terrible time getting it on the truck. They worked all afternoon.
All afternoon?
Yes. They had to dig it up from some foundations or something, and then get rollers and all sorts of things. I don't know. But come out and see it. It's just beautiful. Anyhow, the man wants to see you. He said, ask your father where he wants the Empire State Building.
Uh-oh. Come on. That is a doghouse?
Yeah, that's what I said to Mrs. Gillis. Okay, fellas, hold everything till we fire where Mr. Piper wants.
Well, yes, I know.
We'll back the truck up, slide the house down, get it on the rollers. All right, now just where do you want it, Mr. Piper?
I don't want it at all. You can take it right on out to the city dump.
Honey.
Well, look at that thing. It's falling to pieces, practically.
That's why we had so much trouble with it, Mr. Piper. To begin with, it ain't 8x5. It's more 15x5. And it needed a lot of repairs. That's why it took us so long. We had to do a lot of bracing. These packing cases wasn't built, you know, to be turned into doghouses and stand outside for several years. The wood's pretty rotten and the nails is rusty. Well, it took us all day just to get this thing in shape, just to get it up on the truck.
Well,
Now, don't be mad at me, dear.
We should have gone over and looked at the darn thing.
I know, but when somebody says, I'll give you our doghouse, you don't say, all right, but I'd like to see it first.
Well, where will we put it?
I told you, the city dump. Then send me the bill, which I'll bet is going to be a beauty.
Well, as I said, we spent all day. I had to get four men instead of two.
You're not taking it to the city dump. How would we ever explain it to Ann Lindell after her sister gave it to us? Maybe it does need a few repairs, but you can see they tried to make it look nice by fixing up the outside, so it looks sort of like a log cabin in a way.
Yeah, maybe it did once. Now it looks like a tumble-down shack.
Well, it is not going to the city dump.
Right.
How would I ever explain that, Jenna? Put it down there, Mr. Coley. By those pine trees, I guess, be the best place. Where the fencing is for the dog, you know. Just back your truck, I guess you go.
Down there? Wait, I just seeded this part of the lawn.
We have to keep the doghouse, dear. It was given to us. Now, it doesn't
Let's get Brownie's new house. Brownie!
Well, it's none of my business, Mr. Piper, but frankly, I think these jealous people just wanted to get rid of it. Didn't want to pay to have it hauled away. But you can't blame them. Funny thing, ain't it? We all grab something if we think it's going to be free.
Yes, indeed. And we never learn. By golly.
Okay, Frank. Haul the truck down over there.
Brownie, come here, boy. Come on. See what your best friend has for you.
Weekends a-comin', partners, and that means sure shooting dates with Paladin and Matt Dillon on CBS Radio. Paladin, who goes anywhere with his gun. Marshal Matt Dillon, the only law in Dodge City. Enjoy them both each Sunday when CBS Radio presents Have Gun, Will Travel, and Gunsmoke. Sunday, too, get next to high-flying adventure with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and the bizarre drama of radio's outstanding theater thrills, Suspense. An awesome foursome for Sunday listening at the Star's address. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Sarah Hartman speaking.